definitely can tell the booze is a little bit.
It's, yeah.
A little bit in there, but delicious.
And it's, you know, weird how we're saying boozy at 6%.
But I know. That is a little bit odd.
Well, like you have those beers that are like 7, 8, 9%. You're like, oh, it doesn't taste like that, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, I could get in trouble. Well, this one's like, I'm letting you know right up front.
You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm going to
smack
you around. Because it's a redhead.
Because it's
I'm spying the whiskey again because this needs a whiskey.
All right. What would you... She's thinking about it. All right.
I am. I'm like,
she's
leaning
going through a
into,
whole mental calculus right
I am,
now.
It's amazing.
Right. So while she's
Acrobats.
Thinking, Sparky, what food would you pair this beer with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with this being a red ale.
Yeah. I would love to have this with some shepherd's pie. I feel like that's like, yeah. Like, I'd love to have a little bit of a combination of lamb and beef. And I know traditionally we just got off of St. Patrick's Day and you kind of think of Guinness and that sort of thing, but also harp, right? And
yeah, sure.
But I feel like that would be just so great balancing those pieces out.
Yeah. 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 Something deep and
yeah. With a lot of umami going on there, this would just ping right off.
I would almost also pair this with a dessert, you know, like something chocolatey and, like,
I'm here for that.
Equally of depth of flavor, you know,
yeah. Like
very rich, because I think this would kind of cut through some of that.
For sure.
Well, speaking of which.
What do you think, JD?
Carrie Ann has a little.
Teensy, tiny.
Yeah. We're going to try a little bit. Grab a couple of
they don't make
cups.
Those anymore.
I know, right?
Man.
The things we do for this show.
I will tell you that I happened upon a case of that once in 2013.
What?
Yeah. They were selling them for like $17 a bottle. I'm really disappointed I did not buy multiple cases of that.
Oh, wow.
In the olden times.
Well, yeah. You can get it on the secondary now for like $400,000
a bottle.
Oh, stop
it.
I got some.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Teensy tinies. Okay.
Okay, folks.
Oh, wow.
If you're catching up with us, we're gonna take
it was just a hunch.
This is
it
a
working?
Short
is it working?
The red blooded American
and an old school
with an old school Weller.
In the short squatty bottle.
So yes. This is a Weller 107 in the red label.
Yes.
I just had a hunch on this.
Yes. Okay. We're going to tell you what it's like after the break.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open when my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is a brewery takeover of Mirror Twin Brewing Company from Lexington, Kentucky. Right before the break, Carrie Ann had this ingenious idea.
She's so smart.
Of combining the red-blooded American red ale with some old school Weller 107.
Also red label.
Yes, also red label. Red with red.
And I'm a redhead.
And Carrie Ann's a redhead.
And also, damn.
So, the consensus is?
It doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be the best pairing we've had in a while. Yeah. No, it's great.
Yeah.
Everything just flows like
plays off each
seamlessly.
Other
seamlessly. Yeah. You know.
And for those of you that don't think that beer and bourbon, or whiskey for that matter, can go together.
They don't know.
They really can.
You're so dumb.
They really, really can.
There's a reason a whiskey back is a thing.
Yes.
No. Exactly.
Oh,
this is front. This has to be in the front. This isn't like one behind the other. These are a pairing. You got to get it all in there.
Side by side.
It's almost like a mirror twin.
Almost like a mirror twin. Mm-hmm.
Except one of the twins.
Except for both equal size.
Except one twin is like 6% and the other twin is like, you know, 47. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so. Percent. Correct.
50, you know, 53 and a half. Close enough. Yeah.
Yes.
In beer math, it's close enough.
Yes. Sure. Okay. So, but speaking of red ales, this isn't bad.
It's a nice red ale. It's chocolatey, a little roasty. Yeah, it's good.
And I like how they say that this is like the marriage between going from an IPA or a blonde or something like that, and then like sort of dipping your toe into can be darker and murkier and deeper. And
people are afraid of malt, right?
Right.
Like you can't have a malt. You can't have a darker beer unless you throw in a whole bunch of adjunct flavors, you know, candy bars and all that stuff.
Don't get between me and my hops.
Yeah.
Right. You know, or my lactose. Yeah.
Or something scary. Yes.
All right. So we're going to
I was like a 4 on its own, but with the Weller.
It's a 17. Yeah. It's a 17.
So you know what? We're going to rate the pairing.
I'm going to go.
Okay.
And so it's the pairing?
A 5.
12.
It's a heck of a mirror.
If we can. Yes. And this is why we bring Carrie Ann to the table.
Yes. Occasionally.
Yes, yes, yes. Yum, yum, yum. Okay. Now let's get to you and me and Mr. PB.
I'm not mad at this.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, it smells like peanuts.
I think you just got to pull out
like putting a peanut in my mouth.
/ screwball shot. And then this...
I'm just gonna come out here
cinnamon
real quick.
Toast, peanut butter,
a popular opinion.
Now granted, this is only 5.6% ABV. Okay, so chocolate peanut butter milk stout.
So I mean, adding peanut butter as an adjunct to a beer can be, there's lots of ways to do it, and sometimes it can be a disaster. I just want to go on record. I'm not a peanut butter fan. I'm just not. I know that puts me...
Son of a...
I know. But...
Is it because of the floor peanuts?
It is. It all comes back to that. It's my traumatic... I was abandoned at a Logan's Roadhouse once. That's where my family found me as a baby.
He woke up on a
rolling
bed of peanut
around
shells.
A pile of peanut shells. But... I'm one of those weirdos where like look, I'll eat a Reese's peanut butter cup. That's great, but it's not like something I seek out. I'm kind of meh on peanut butter, and the whole like screwball thing, like I find offensive, frankly.
It is
sure.
This
I think we
this
can all
is
agree.
Actually kind of nice, and I'm embarrassed to say that. Yeah,
yeah.
Don't be embarrassed. So the peanut flavor on this beer, the peanut and chocolate flavor on this beer is really well balanced. I don't like the body on it. I think it's a little too thin. But at 5.whatever%, I can live with it. I think this is a really well-made, nice.
Yeah, this is 5.6. I mean, I think honestly, if they beefed up the malt bill a little bit more, maybe
to come along
added
with it.
Some added some oats maybe to make it a little bit creamier, you know, and thicker. Maybe, but I love their base. Yeah, because it's not that astringent, fake peanut butter oil taste that you get
or
sometimes.
Or the powdered.
Right.
Where you know that it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, it's just enough. The peanut butter's floating on the top.
It
like,
feels
you know
right.
It's there, but you're not overwhelmed by it.
But it still like has enough of the peanut, like it's coating your mouth. It's not like a heavy mouth feel, but it's like, I think it's
just it's enough there.
It's fine. I like it.
Okay.
This is, I mean, and I was worried
it's
at first.
It's just fine.
It's the greatest compliment I've ever been given in my life. It's fine.
It's just fine.
You did okay. You're good, buddy.
You checked the boxes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
It's like super viscous, but it is like mouth coating in a way that
it is.
Like could substitute that.
But you're not just getting like peanut butter oil mouth coating. You're getting some chocolate in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put your chocolate in my peanut butter.
Yeah. Kudos, man.
Dude, I'm so catching that.
That commercial.
Yeah.
From our childhood.
No, that's
going to
be a clip.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. We're going to have to. Yeah. Okay. So we shall rate this.
Oh. Okay.
A four.
Look at us. Wow.
Look at these guys. I mean, they started out struggling.
And now
we're getting there.
We're into four territory. Okay. Now we have to go to the. Oh, kitten mittens.
Wait, do we have
that?
Do
we have that beer? I don't think anyone's.
Oh, it's right here. Oh.
It's coming.
I've yet to pour it.
Well, we found the new Reverend Mark of the show.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so
those are big shoes
that we're going to talk about is a 6% porter.
Okay.
They're classic porter returns. Interesting, because I just opened.
Is your cat too loud?
I'm confused about your research.
Now, this beer is so cool. Well, there's a really cool story behind this beer.
I know, and I'm going to speak. Thank you.
Julie's going to talk.
Okay. A medium-bodied beer with a malt-forward aroma and taste. Slight chocolate notes and hint of roasted grain shine. Not too sweet and not too bitter. This is a very balanced beer. We teamed up with the Working Cat Project this year, which is dedicated to giving feral cats a second chance at life. Through spay, neuter, and relocation to safe barn homes across the bluegrass. And a portion of the proceeds will go directly to them.
I think that's awesome. Like,
yeah.
Like cats that you don't want in your house.
Not the wild cats.
Well, so some feral cats.
Okay.
Feral cats.
So the name of this beer comes from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, he's sure.
Yeah. 100% positive. So Charlie Day comes up with a thing for his cats where, like, is your cat too loud? And he puts like these little mittens on the kitten and they fall off of the tape. Like the cat can't walk with the mittens on. And it's fantastic. I despise cats. I know.
What?
You've allowed me in your home so many times.
Who are you?
I know. I'm a dog person.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, doggy style. That's what he likes.
Okay.
So. But I support this project. And what it's doing.
Keep it down, Dave. So here's what.
Yes, ma'am.
You either love animals or you don't. So you can't love dogs and hate cats. And we're done with you. But moving on. Kitten mitten.
Yeah.
It's light. But it's also like.
You know.
And again, we came from the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Not lighter.
That's a pretty big sea change.
And I don't know if this is the correct order, but I didn't make it.
But I think that...
I know.
I mean, honestly, I really like the idea that this like helps cats out, you know?
No, seriously. Yeah, I'm not being facetious. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I feel pairs well with a kitten?
I hate cats, but
I'm
cool with... them having a job, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of could go back and forth between those two beers.
The peanut butter and the...
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Because this is a palate cleansing,
this is a
but
nice,
not far
easy,
off.
It's not super chocolatey or anything. I think it's a decent porter. I think it's... So, and I hate to do this. God,
what are you doing?
I hate to do
What's
this.
Going on?
Uh-oh.
To quote good old boy Mike.
Can we veto?
Raspberry is my favorite adjunct.
Sign of a good porter is like check it against like a Tootsie Roll. So that sort of like sweet, chocolatey kind of taste. And I think this has enough of that.
Do you get a bonus every time you mention his name?
No. But if I did, it would be like every other minute. Now, do I get a bonus in my heart for ripping on him? Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, cool.
I don't know where that went, but yeah. So there's some nice Tootsie Roll notes in this.
There is some Tootsie Roll that you would expect out of a porter. I mean, this is easy, and maybe I'm liking it a little bit more because of what we just came off of with the Weller.
With the Weller. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm still digging it though.
Porters, I don't mind it.
Porters aren't supposed to be offensive, right? And this is not that.
No, and I mean, I feel like, again, as we venture more into the darker beers, like, I feel like porters always, like, nobody stops there. They go straight to stout. Or even worse, stout plus 1 million adjuncts, right?
Right.
If you can make a straight porter, like, God bless you. Like,
and
you did it.
I think they've done it well.
Yeah,
I can only make gay porters, but I really appreciate a straight porter.
Wow.
Well, it depends on how you tip them. And
sure.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, like, a good porter is like a good pale ale, you know, because everybody wants to go IPA.
To the extremes.
Yeah.
Right. So, like you're saying, like, stout, everybody wants to go IPA.
Yeah.
So.
Stealing your stylistic.
Right in the middle.
That's a great. Yeah. Dave, that's such a great point.
I'm the smartest person.
You are, man. It's because of your hat. That is an amazing hat, by the way.
Oh, she just fell out of her chair. That's cool.
And that means I win.
Okay.
Okay. What do we want to rate this dog?
Oh, we're going to rate this a 4.
Kitten.
Yes.
Kitty, kitty.
Okay. We have time for a bonus beer.
Oh.
So what you have in front of you is...
I have two in
do
front
I have
of me.
It? So you should give one to...
Oh, one of those is yours.
Do
I have a bonus?
You do.
Is this a bonus?
You have a bonus.
Okay, so this is called Most Deaf. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I like Most Deaf.
It's an IPA. This is fantastic IPA with a...
Oh my God, that label just hypnotized me.
Yes. That utilizes the fruity and citrus wonder of Mosaic hops... Oh.
Mosaic's my favorite.
Although generally hard to get, we made sure we got our hands on these hops to make this beer. This is a 7.5% ABV IPA.
Just smell it on the nose because you're getting so much sweetness and grains and it's not overwhelming.
Where else would you smell it?
Well,
wow.
What about
kittens? Yeah.
Honestly, this brings out a side of Mosaic that you don't see too often.
Tell me more.
The dark side.
No.
Wish she was...
That's citrusy, but you don't... There's something special about this.
She was hurt early and often.
Oh.
Carrie Ann found it.
Mm-hmm.
She found Mosaic's other side.
Mm-hmm. This is quite.
There's a tea quality to this.
Tutti Frutti. What's that gum? The Tutti Frutti.
Oh, fruit stripe gum?
Yes.
Yes. But it lasts for 5 seconds.
The thing about Mosaic that you normally get is you're going to get lots of citrus, right?
Sure.
Well, citrus and melon. And
But there's also this blueberry aspect to it that you don't get.
Blueberry.
But I'm getting that.
From here?
Yes.
So you can get antioxidants from this beer.
So it's basically
a health food.
Sure.
Yeah, totally.
Love it.
No, but I'm getting a little bit of the blueberry side of the hops.
I
get that.
I'm trying. I can't.
Okay.
I like it. Maybe a little of the tartness. Yeah.
We don't all have to get the same thing.
But I like what they, however they managed the hops.
Yeah, I think.
It works.
It
makes it a little unique.
It is. And I'm really getting like a stone fruit kind of thing from it.
Which one?
The stoniest.
Like, are you talking like nectarines?
No, like a...
Apricot?
Plums?
Yes, apricots. Oh, apricot. Yes, okay. For sure.
That is the stoniest of all stone fruits. No, that's science.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been studies that have proved that.
We've done that study. Yeah. So what are we going to do?
Consensus.
We are going to rate the most deaf a 4.
Thank you, most deaf.
Wow. You know, this was a really interesting brewery takeover.
It started, yeah, it started shaky, man.
It did, and I was really concerned, but I'm so happy. Hey, guys, you pulled it out, and being open for less than six months.
So
yeah.
Open for less than 6 months, but 5 years of acclaim. I mean, that's a special skill set.
Well, it is. I mean, and what we had that was good are beers that usually take a long time to get dialed in.
I think what I learned is that Kentucky has unlocked the secret of time travel.
Mm.
Wow.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a flux capacitor involved.
People love their beers for 5 years. They've only been open for 4 months. I mean, you know.
You learn.
Fair. So that's fair. Good old girl, Carrie Ann. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me twice.
This was great. And the best way to reach you?
Straight up 615 in all the places.
Good old boy, Sparky. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here today.
Good old boy, Dave.
He's always here.
Oh, yes. This is good old gal, Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Music Waste is celebrating its 30th year as Vancouver's premier DIY festival, bringing you over 70 bands and dozens of local artists to all your favorite venues since 1994. Music Waste will run the weekend of June 6th to 9th side by side with Art Waste. With the theme of trash, Art Waste is set to be filled with superb pieces of 2D, 3D, and video art from local artists. Check out the lineup for Music Waste and buy a pass or individual tickets today on musicwaste.ca.